Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Sometimes after I finish a big project and want some reading for R&R, I'll pull out my old copies of Sherlock Holmes by Arthur Conan Doyle, or one of my volumes of G.K. Chesterton's Father Brown Mysteries. I've learned a lot from both of them over the years. In fact, I attribute my reading of Sherlock Holmes to getting me through a lot of my college education and helping me understand a lot of the scientific literature. Even if you haven't read any Sherlock Holmes, I'm sure you're familiar with the type. An individual who's a very logical, linear thinker. Unlike Sherlock Holmes, who in his own way was quite elegant, Father Brown was anything but. Short and squat, as Chesterton said, shaped like a turnip with a pie-shaped face and innocent eyes that almost looked stupid, he walked around in his black clerical garb with his wide-brimmed hat and looked not unlike a short, waddling mushroom. But he, too, was very astute in his own way. This time when I went back to Father Brown, I picked up a collection of stories called The Scandal of Father Brown. The scandal was that Father Brown admitted to a visitor that the reason he was able to solve the horrendous crimes that he did was because he was able to put himself in the position of the criminal. To his visitor, this was scandalous. Here was a man of God, a holy man who was supposed to aspire to all that was pure and right. And he was putting himself mentally in the shoes of some of the most despicable, deprived human beings on earth. How could he even think to do that? When I reread that particular section, I got to thinking about how that's the way it is in the work of anyone who works with animals, who dares, based on their knowledge of animal nature, animal behavior, dares to imagine what that animal might be experiencing in that environment, with those people, under those conditions. To others, that's scandalous. That's anthropomorphic. That's about as low as you can go. Fortunately, Father Brown gave me a good answer for people who think like that. And the answer is, how can you help the sinner unless you understand the sin? How can I presume to help an animal that has behavioral problems if I cannot imagine, at least on some level, what their physical and mental pain must be and what kinds of things it must drive them to do and how it must affect their physiology? How can I begin to understand and begin to figure out some way to alleviate that suffering? And so what the scandal of Father Brown is, and what the scandal of those of us who practice, God forbid, anthropomorphism in one degree or another, the scandal is the scandal of empathy. We care. We do not distance ourselves and say, I'm the healthy one, I'm the stable one, I'm the mentally and physically superior one. No, we don't say that. We say, I can, I will, to the best of my ability, share your pain, your animal's pain, so that I may help you and help those around you. Maybe it's not altogether scientific. Maybe it's not altogether logical. But as far as I'm concerned, it makes a hell of a lot more sense. And it's a hell of a lot more caring.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmalani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.